time for another space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! With his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
Let's go, Stupid Larry. We're off to the stars. Bring along the dead dog, will you?
Space Commander Wax, strange being from another planet where they constantly say, yeah, really, and you know, and for sure, you know?
Yeah, really, for sure.
Stick.
You know, heavy.
Far out. Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, were chortling through a zero-G warp in search of the nuclear quaso-energy field that was disrupting the strange instincts of squirrels on Earth. Did I say that right?
Close enough.
Thanks.
See you later.
Bye.
Look, up in the sky. It's the floor. Gee, Commander Wack, it sure is strange out here with no gravity.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. What do you mean, no gravity? This is a very grievous situation. Yep. The gravity of our peril is alarming. Never say there's no gravity when there is gravity, Stupid Larry. This is no time for levity. We're floating around our spaceship.
Well, everything's floating around our spaceship, Space Commander Wack.
That's because there's no gravity.
What a mess. I can't get Glorf to go on the newspaper we put on the floor.
That's because the newspaper we put on the floor is now on the ceiling. In fact, so is Glorf. Strange, isn't it? One would think that here in the future, with instant electronic moonbeam communication and extrasensical presentationists, newspapers would be a thing of the past.
But Commander Wack, how are we going to overcome this weightlessness, regain control of our rocket ship, and accomplish our mission?
I give up. How?
That's not a riddle, Commander Wack. It's a question.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll do it by tying a cow to the back of the ship, wave a red blanket, yell, "Heave-ho!" and running the film backward. Oh, look out! My Volkswagen's floating up behind you!
Oh, thanks, Commander Wack.
You're welcome.
You look out! Here comes Glorf's rubber plant!
Thank you! Boys and girls, if you can think of anything you want to drift weightlessly around our spaceship, embalm a gorilla, crush a grapefruit under your arm, and
say, "Space Commander Wack! Something's happening!"
Of course it is. Something's always happening. It's the dynamics of life, Stupid Larry.
Oh, I mean something's happening that's relevant to our situation.
Of course, everything that's happened here is relevant. In a short episode like this, internal unity is crucial. There can be no wasted words or events, by the way. Who do you think has the best double play combination in the majors? Do you think maybe Jerry
Lumpy? Well, look over here. The computo archaic corno vision readout indicates that the...
Of course. Of course, everything that's happened here is relevant. In a short episode like this, internal unity is crucial. There can be no wasted words or events. By the way, who do you think has the best double play combination in the majors? Do you think Jared Lumpy did a little short guy?
Well, Commander Wack, the computer archaic porno vision readout indicates that the zero-G field we're in extends from a point 7 light-years north-northeast of Berlin, Ohio, on Jupiter, in a 12-light-year strip to a point 9 coagulant south-north-south of nowhere.
Why, that means we'll be stuck to the ceiling forever!
Commander Wack, I've got it. If we push against the ceiling, we can spin the spaceship around so the ceiling's where the floor is and the floor's where the ceiling used
That's
to be.
Stupid, Stupid Larry. You're talking in circles.
Let's push on the floor. Push.
Okay. Now look, Stupid Larry. The floor's where the ceiling was and the ceiling's where the floor was. And look. No, maybe my feet are where my head was, or your head is where my feet... Well, here we go, anyway.
No matter which way you look at it, we're saved. We're right side up once again. Oh, Glorf, aren't you happy?
Well, yes, of course we are. One man's ceiling is another man's roof. No, wait a minute. One man's teepee is another man's tent. No, wait. You never did answer my question about double play combinations, Stupid Larry. What about, perhaps... Where's the announcer?
Where's the announcer?
Where's the announcer?
Oh, there was a line that's drawn up here.
Down your radio ears.
Down your radio ears next week. Again, for another exciting...
Start over. The music.
Now. Down your... Put my finger on the script. Don your radio ears next week again for another exacting venture of Space Commander Wax. Space Commander! Seeing as I don't have my pants on, I better get out of here. Back to the bathroom.
Space Commander Wack, a banana has floated into your ear.
What?
You have a banana in your ear.
I can't hear you. Boys and girls, if you can hear Stupid Larry,
Space Commander Wack, this was supposed to be a joke.
What? I have a joke in my ear?
No.
Oh, it's off to the stars. Oh, my goodness.
No, I bit him.
Hello. The Fort Hemophilia Community College Classroom of the Airwaves will commence broadcasting at 3:30 a.m. this Thursday morning and every Thursday morning thereafter for your educational edification. Classes offered this semester are on Monday morning, Blinking 194. Learn to close your eyes and open them again real, real fast. The prerequisite for Blinking 194 is Breathing 312. On Wednesday morning, the Fort Hemophilia Community College Classroom of the Airwaves will offer a real landmark course. It's entitled Career Women with Children Who Assert Themselves and Are in Touch with Their Feelings but Don't Take No Guff in a Male-Oriented Society, 946. This course is described in the brochure as How Today's Woman Can Get What She Wants by Dressing Sexy, Acting Coquettish, and Playing Up to Men's Inflated Egos. The prerequisite is Cooking Skills, 172. And on Thursday morning, Creative Channel Changing, 109. This course says few people realize that in multi-station cities, they can watch television for hours and never see a show. Learn how to fill your viewing day with nothing but commercials, public service announcements, and news briefs. The prerequisite, lowering your IQ to 21. The Fort Hemophilia Community College Classroom of the Airwaves. See you there. Day at 2:20 a.m. Tired of the same old habit? The joyful mysteries just not joyful anymore? Fed up with all those Friday night cloister screenings of Going My Way?
Have we got a weekend plan for you at Worlds of Fun for Nuns? Yes, Worlds of Fun for Nuns. 450 acres of fun, fun, fun. Come to Martyrdom Land. You'll see the St. Sebastian Archery Range. You'll enjoy St. Blaise's famous chicken. Have a train ride through the treacherous Vale of Tears with Pope Urban VI and his 12 wives. A, the Blessed Assumption parachute jump will really knock you for a loop. You'll ascend to the heavens suspended on Holy Guadalupe rope and then plummet towards the earth, your life in his hands. You'll scream at 40 miles an hour on the near occasion of sin roller coaster. It's a real veil flapper, sisters. Rest at the small boy battling pavilion and dunk the Antichrist. A 12-year-old boy in navy blue shorts with white shirt and thin black tie will be your shepherd. You shall not want to ever leave Worlds of Fun for Nuns. Each ride blessed by the Pope, so you'll have an infallibly good time. Worlds of Fun for None, brought to you by True Faith Incorporated, a Tandy company.
And appearing this week through Advent at Worlds of Fun for Nuns, Ricky Nelson.
Oh, sister, let's go.
Hi, this is Otis 12. This is Midnight Mondo. Midnight Mondo proud to present a couple of guests tonight. I'm talking with Ted Nugent. Ted? Hi, Ted. How's your album sales going?
Any 15-year-old girls around here?
Hey, Ted.
Get out of your feet! Cat scratch fever! I'd like to introduce my good friend from Aerosmith, Steve Tyler!
Steve Tyler from Aerosmith is here. Is it true that you guys are real stupid?
No!
Or moronic?
This week on Midnight Mondo, a progress report. Whatever happened to Nancy Sinatra? Who knows? Who cares? Nancy Sinatra, since her last appearance on Laredo, she's been working with her father, Frank, her brother, Frank Jr., her sister, Francisca, and her mother, Mia Farrow. They've been appearing in Frankfurt, selling Franks. That's what's happened to Nancy Sinatra. Her hair is black now, and she's changed her name to Ted Nugent. Nancy Sinatra, who really cares? Next week, another progress report. Whatever happened to Freddie and the Dreamers?
Gonna walk all over you.